From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. More than half of the state's nursing homes have reported coronavirus cases, but families and advocates say they don't have a clear picture of what's happening inside these places. That's because state health officials don't disclose information on individual nursing homes, even though they collect it. Now, the federal government says it will release this data by the end of the month. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Carter Sales' mom is 82 years old and suffers from dementia. She's in a nursing home in North Alabama. Sales says he's gotten a few updates from the facility, but he wants more information about whether or not coronavirus is spreading.
We're all in the dark. You know, they're not actively communicating, so you just have to go with the no news is good news.
Residents of long-term care facilities make up more than 40% of COVID-related deaths in Alabama. Sales says his mother's nursing home hasn't reported any cases so far. They are required to notify families if a resident or an employee tests positive for COVID-19, but it's unclear whether this is happening. Jamie Harding is with AARP Alabama.
Well, right now, the way the situation is in Alabama, it's entirely dependent upon the individual facility to decide whether or not they're going to release that information to the public.
AARP is one of several groups pushing for more transparency of this data nationwide. Some states release more details than others. Nursing homes in Alabama are required to report cases to the Alabama Department of Public Health. The department then publishes the total number of cases in long-term care facilities. But Dr. Karen Landers with the State Health Agency says officials will not release this data by county or facility. Jefferson County health officials also declined to release local numbers. But by the end of this month, federal officials will publish information online about COVID cases and deaths in nursing homes, including the names of facilities. Jamie Harding says that could help save lives.
There's really no good reason not to share that data with the public, and lots of bad reasons, bad outcomes that can come from keeping it away from the public.
She says communities and first responders need to know where the outbreaks are so they can help and protect themselves. And family members want official confirmation of what's going on. Like Tommy James. His father is in a nursing home south of Birmingham.
If I know that there's a serious outbreak at that facility, we're going to consider moving him somewhere else that has not had as many infections.
Patrick Davies is the executive director of Fairhaven, a retirement center and nursing home in Birmingham. He says they've been sending weekly letters to families and updating sooner when there's a positive case. So far, two residents have tested positive, out of about 750 residents and employees. Davies says they're working hard to prevent more cases, and they're not allowing visitors.
We have been actively trying to build a bubble around this facility to keep the residents from being exposed to it.
He says that limits communication, and he knows families are worried. But keeping people out keeps the people inside safe. Davies says he's glad the federal government will be releasing more information. He says it could help prevent future outbreaks. But he says it's not fair to condemn a facility if it has a high number of cases, because he says an outbreak can happen anywhere. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.